Today's Amud is Tainis Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom, 4 lines from the thinner lines, Itmar Rabbi Chiya Bar Asi. So we mentioned in the Mishnah Machlaikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama regarding the days that are written in Megillas Tainis. There are days that are written in Megillas Tainis that they're like mini Yamim Toivim, and they're usher to fast on them. Some of them, they're even usher to give a hesped on them. And we had a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama, what's the halacha about the day before and the day after? So now, when it comes to a day that's just usher and tainis, it's mutter and hesped, it's usher and tainis. So the shita of Rabbi Yossi is that the day before is usher as well. That the day before you're not allowed to fast as well. The day before is usher as well as a chizik for the yomtif. Whereas the Tanakhama, who in this Gemara that we're about to learn, we're going to call him Rabbi Meir, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. So the Tanakhama Rabbi Meir holds that no, a day that's usher to fast, that day is usher to fast, but the day before and after is mutter to fast. However, when you have a day that's usher, even in Hesped, so then everybody goes one notch higher. Rabbi Yossi holds that the day before and the day after is usher as well, whereas Rabbi Meir says that no, the day before is usher, but the day after is going to be mutter. So now says the Gemara that Itmar, Rabbi Chiya Bar Asi Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. He said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Let's say a day that's asr and hesped, so the day before and after is asr as well. A day that's mutter and hesped, that's just asr to fast, so the day before is asr, the day after will be mutter. Shmuel Amar Halacha Rabbi Meir, where Shmuel says a no, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and that a day that's asr and hesped, at least a day that's asr and hesped, so then the day before will be asr as well. Now ask the Gemara, Miyamar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this, that there's ever a possibility of the day before being Aser? It comes out, according to what we just said, that according to Shmuel, the Lach is like Rabbi Meir, the Lach is like the Tanakhama, which means a day that's written in Megillas Tainis, that's Aser and Hesped. So the day before is Aser as well. Miyamar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say that? V'atani, but we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Umatam Leimer Behoin, we're darshening Megillas Tainis, like a mamash, like a pasuk. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that why Megillas Tainis does it say that the following days are aser, and it says it's aser behain, it's aser to give a hesped on them. What's this extra word behain? It's coming to tell us to make the diak. Matam leimer behain behain shtei pavim. It says it two times even. It says on them it's aser. Why does it say it two times? Leimer lach. It's coming to tell us to make the diak that behain on them shehina surin, that those days, the days that are written in Megillas Tainis, they are Aser and Tainis or Hesped, but Lefneinu Lacharei and Mutarin, but the days before or after are Mutar. Va'amar Shmuel, and we have a record that Shmuel said about this, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the Halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the day before and after are Mutar. So how could you say that Shmuel says the Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, then on a day that's Aser and Hesped, so the day before is Aser as well, but we have another record that Shmuel said over, that the Halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that there's never an Isra on the day before or after. So explains the Gemara, says the Gemara to answer that Meikara Savar, originally Shmuel held, that Kevon Deleka Tana de Meikel Krabi Meir, since there's no Tana that's Meikel like Reb Meir, Shmuel wanted the Lacha to be like the biggest Meikel. He thought that Reb Meir was the biggest Meikel. In the Machlaikas between Reb Yossi and Reb Meir Taka was the Meikel. So Shmuel thought that, okay, Reb Meir is the biggest Meikel. So Amar Halach Krabi Meir, so he said that the Halach is like Reb Meir. However, Kevon de Shami Lar B'Shimig once you heard Rav Shimon, or really Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that he was even more Mekel, he said even the day before the days that are written in Megillas Tainis, even the day before is going to be Mutter. So Amar, then Shmuel changed his position, and he said that the Halacha is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Shmuel Stam held that the Halacha is Kedivri HaMekel b'Megillas Tainis, like I believe it's also Daf Yud Ches and Moed Katan, the Shrita of Shmuel is Halacha Kedivri HaMekel b'Evel, that when it comes to Halachas of Avelis, the Halacha is always like the Mekel. So to over here, Yud Ches and Aleph and Tainis, Shmuel says that the Halacha is Kedivri HaMekel in Megillas Tainis. And when it comes to Megillas Tainis, the Halacha is always like the biggest Mekel. So at first he thought Rabbi Meir was the biggest Mekel. Then once he heard the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is even more Mekel, he said the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. It says the Gemara v'chein Amar Bali, Amar Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. He says also, just like we just had, that Rabbi Chiya Bar Asi Amar Rav. That Rav said that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So says the Gemara now that Bali Amar Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also held like Rav, and Rabbi Yochanan also held that the Halacha is Rabbi Yossi. That the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Now Amar Alei Rabbi Chiya Le Bali. Rabbi Chiya said to Bali, he explained to Bali that Asbar Lach, I'm going to explain to you this memra, that Ki Amar Rabbi Yechanan Alach Rabbi Yosi Adolai Lehis Ana. That you should know that when Rabbi Yechanan said that the Lach is like Rabbi Yosi, he said it on the day that's Asar and Tainis, not on the days that are Asar and Hesped, in which Rabbi Yosi says that the day before and after are Asar as well. Rabbi Yechanan said it about the days that are just Asar and Tainis, that they're Mutar and Hesped, that Rabbi Yosi says that the day before is Asar, the day afterwards is Mutar to fast, but the day before is Asar, that's when Rabbi Yechanan said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. You should know that that's the case that Rabbi Yechanan said it about. But Al Kabanim, that's what we have, that Rabbi Yechanan said that on a day in Megillah's Tainus that it says it's Asar to fast, so the day before is Asar as well, like Rabbi Yosi. Now ask the Gemara, Umiyam Rabbi Yechanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yechanan really say that? That the day before a Yom Tif, the day before a Yom Tif in Megillah's Tainus, so the day before is Asar to fast as well? We know that Rabbi Yechanan has a klal that always, anytime you find a Stam Mishnah, so the halacha is like the Stam Mishnah. Okay, utanan. Now we have a Stam Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah in Maseches Megillah on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah over there says that Afal Pi Shamru Makdim Mevlei Ma'acher. And even though it's true that sometimes we read the Megillah early, we read the Megillah before a person's proper date. Let's say a Ben Krach, who normally reads on the 15th, will sometimes read on the 14th. Let's say he travels to an ear, or let's say the 15th falls out on Shabbos. So a Ben Krach will sometimes read early, and a Ben Ear, who normally reads the Megillah on the 14th, he'll also sometimes read the Megillah early, like if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, or if he lives in a village, that they go back to the Yom HaKnisa. So even though there are different times where we're makdim v'lei ma'achin, that we read the Megillah early, we never go later, even though there are times that we read the Megillah early, sometimes 11th, 12th, 13th, or 14th, you should know that mutarin behesped utainis. Even though you're going to read the Megillah on that earlier date is not mamish Yom Tov, and it's mutar behesped utainis. So that's the Stam Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. We have a Stam Mishnah that says that when you read the Megillah early, it's still mutar in hesped utainis. Now we're going to see soon, the Gemara is going to prove that somehow this Stam Mishnah is going to be not like Rabbi Yosi. And that's going to be the kasha. Now we have the stira in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that Allah is like Rabbi Yosi, that any day that's asr to, any day that's a Yom Tov, that's asr to fast, the day beforehand is asr as well. On the other hand, we have a Stam Mishnah Maseches Megillah that says otherwise. Now where do you see in this Stam Mishnah not like Rabbi Yosi? That's going to be the hemshich of the Gemara. So all the Mishnah so far said is that if you have whatever, even if you read the Megillah early, that day is mutar behesped utainis. So now Amas, what exactly is the Mishnah discussing? What's the case? If you're going to tell me it's talking about a Ben Krach who normally reads the Megillah on the 15th and he's reading the Megillah now on the 14th because, let's say, Rashi gives us the example, he traveled to an ear, someone from Yerushalayim went to Ramat Beit Shemesh. If so, Umi Shari, is that really Mutter? Is he allowed, is the 14th going to be Mutter Behesped Utainis? It's the day that he read early. The Mishnah says, even though when you read early, it's Mutter Behesped Utainis. Really, this Ben Yerushalayim, when he reads in Ramat Beit Shemesh, he's allowed to give a Hesped or fast on that day on the 14th? Umi Shari, is that really Mutter? Vaksiv the Megillah's Tainis, it says the Megillah's Tainis, that Yoim Arba Asar Boy, over Yoim Chamisha Asar Boy, Yoim Puraya Inun, that both the 14th and the 15th of Adar are the Yom Tif of Purim, the Loyla Mispad behind. You're not even allowed to give a Hesped. Va'amar Rava, and Rava explained, like Nitzracha Ela Le'esor Eshal Zebizeh, Veshal Zebizeh. Now the Vada, if you live in Ramat Beit Shemesh, the 14th is Purim, you can't give a Hesped or a Tainus. A Vada, if you live in Yerushalayim, the 15th is Mamish Purim, you can't give a Hesped or Tainus. What Megillah's Tainus is coming to say is that even the other day is Asr, meaning even if you're a Ben Yerushalayim, the 14th is Asr in Hesped Utainis. Even if you're a Ben Ir, you come from Chutz La'aretz, you come from Ramat, or you come from Ramat Beit Shemesh, even in Eretz Yisrael, if you're not a walled city, so normally your Purim is the 14th, even the 15th is going to be Asr in Hesped Utainis. So it can't be that the Mishnah is discussing a case of a Ben Krach, of someone from Yerushalayim, who went to Ramat Beit Shemesh and he's reading on the 14th, because that day is Takan not going to be Mutar in Hesped Utainis. The 14th is a Yom Tif, even if it's not your actual day of Purim. So therefore, Ve'ela, what must the Mishnah be discussing? The Mishnah must be discussing Ve'ela b'nei arbeisar uka kari le b'tleisar. The Mishnah must be discussing someone who's a Ben Ir, he normally reads Megillah on the 14th, uka kari le b'tleisar, and in this year, Let's say the 14th fell out on Shabbos, and he's reading the Megillah on the 13th of Adar. So the Mishnah is saying that even though he's reading the Megillah early, because you can't read on Shabbos, so you're reading the Megillah early, that day is still going to be... So even though you're reading it early, that day is Mutter and Hespedu Tainus. So Yud Gimel Adar of that year would be Mutter be Hespedu Tainus. Ask the Gemara, but that can't be. Because Yom Niknor, we know that that day is a mini Yom Tov. The 13th of Adar is the mini Yom Tov of Yom Niknor. We'll see later in the Gemara what happened on Yom Niknor, but that's one of the days of Megillah's Tainus that's Aser to fast. The Ella, so what must the Mishnah be discussing? The Mishnah Megillah must be discussing Bnei Arbeisar, Ukakarile Betreisar. Someone who's a bent ear, he reads the Megillah on the 14th, but he lives in a small little village, and he's Yamakdim to the Yom HaKnisa, and let's say on a year that the Gedalit fell out on a Wednesday, and he's Makdim 2 days early to Monday to the Yom HaKnisa, and he's reading the Megillah on the Yud Beis, on Treisar, on this 12th day of Adar. And what the Mishnah is saying is that even though he's reading the Megillah early on the 12th of Adar, he's still allowed to give a Hespedu Tainus on that day. Well, ask the Gemara, that can't be true either, because Yom Turyanusu, that's a different Yom Tif that's described in Megillah's Tainus, which again, we'll see later what happened on that day, but that's the Yom Tif of Yom Turyanus. So, Elo Lav, Diko Karule Bechadesar. So the only case we have left is that he's a Ben Kfar, so Batsim, he reads the Megillah on the 14th, but he's reading early on the 11th. Let's say Yadalit fell out on a Sunday, and he's from a small village, so he's macked into the Yom HaKnisa. He goes to the previous Thursday, Yud Aleph Adar, and the Mishnah and Megillah is saying that even though he's reading the Megillah on that day, it's still going to be Mutter and Hespedu Tainus. Ukatani Mutter be Hespedu Tainus. So what do you see? That in such a matziv, Yud Aleph Adar would be Mutter and Hespedu Tainus. Now wait a second. Yud Aleph Adar is the day that's right before Yom Turyanus. So what do you see from this Stam Mishnah? You see from this Stam Mishnah that the day before a mini Yom Tov is Mutter Behespedu Betainus. So that, and this is a Stam Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan always holds the law like a Stam Mishnah. He should be paskening like this Stam Mishnah. He should be paskening like that the day before a Yom Tov in Megillah's Tainus is Mutter Behespedu Tainus. The problem is before we quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that on the day before a Yom Tov in Megillah's Tainus, the day before is Aser in Tainus. You're not allowed to fast. And here we have a Stam Mishnah that you are allowed to fast, so we have a Stira in Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara to answer the Stira, that this Mishnah does not contradict the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Loi, no, I'll tell you, B'nei Arba'asar v'kakarule betreisar. Which is from Hebrew to Aramaic. But so it says the Gemara to know that the case of the Mishnah is talking about a Ben-Ir who normally reads Megillah on the 14th, the Kakarule Betresar, and he's reading it on the 12th. He lives in a small village. Yadalit fell out on a Wednesday. He's macked him to the Yom HaKnisa, so he goes to the previous Monday. So he's reading Megillah on the 12th. And that day, the Mishnah is saying that it's Mutter and Hespedu Tainus. B'dika Amrit Yom Turyanusu, that which you asked, that how is a Mutter and Hespedu Tainus, but it's a Yom Tov, it's Yom Turyanus. Yom Turyanus Gufi Betuli Bitluhu. It's not true. Yom Turyanus was Mevoto. They were Mevato Yom Turyanus. It's not a Yom Tov anymore. Why? Hayo v'nergu bay Shmaya v'Achia Achiv. Because there was two great Yidden, Shmaya and Achia. Rashi says we don't know who they are, but there was some, apparently there was some story where Shmaya and Achia, his brother, they were killed on that day, on the 12th of Adar, and therefore they were Mevato, the 12th of Adar, as being Yom Turyanus. They didn't consider it a Yom Tov anymore. And therefore, it's mutter to fast on that day, and that's what the Mishnah Megillah is saying. That if a Ben Kfar reads Megillah early on the 12th, even though he's reading Megillah on that day, he's allowed to fast. Ah, but it's Yom Turyanus? No, it's not true, because once Shmaya and Achia, his brother, were killed on that day, so they were Mevatel Yom Turyanus. Kihada Rav Nachman Gazer Tanisa Betresar, like the story that happened that Rav Nachman one time was Gazer Tainis on the 12th day of Adar, and Amrule Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said to him, how can you do this? It's the 12th of Adar, Yom Turyanusu. Look at Megillah's Tainus, it's a Yom Tif. And Amar Luhu and Rav Nachman said to them, that no, Yom Turyanus Guvei Betuli Batluhu. That no, they are Mevatul Yom Turyanus as being a Yom Tif, Hayol V'Nehergu by Shemaya V'Achia Achiv, because Shemaya and Achia, his brother, they were killed on that day. And therefore, that would be the Pshat in the Mishnah. So you don't see anything from the Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yaisi. The Mishnah is discussing a Ben Kfar who's reading early on the 12th. Our problem with saying that that's the case is that the 12th is Yom Turyanus. The Gemara is answering that no, Yom Turyanus was they were mevatel it. Well, ask the Gemara, it's still the day before a Yom Tov. The typically the Havale Yom Shelfnei Niknar. It's the day before the Yom Tov of Yom Niknar. It's the day before the 13th of Adar. And we said that the 13th of Adar is the Yom Tov of Yom Niknar. So how could they fast on the day before? Elamai, we're not going like Rabbi Yossi. So we have a Stam Mishnah, now like Rabbi Yossi. We're back to our Stira. Says the Gemara, no. The fact that it's the day before Yom Niknar, in this case, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you're allowed to fast, even though Rabbi Yossi normally holds that the day before a fast, you're not allowed to fast. A day before a Yom Tov, that's a Megillah's Tainus, you're not allowed to fast. Before this Yom Tov of Yom Niknar, you are allowed to fast, on the 12th of Adar. Why? Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi explained, because Hashta Ihu Gufei Patluhu. The 12th of Adar itself was its own Yom Tov. It was Yom Tiryanos. And they were Mevatulet because of things that happened on that day. Misham Yom Niknar, Nekem, and Nigzer, and they're going to still make Xavier that you're not allowed to fast on that day because it's the day before a Yom Tov. That doesn't make any sense. Even the Yom Tov itself of that day, they were Mevatel. Kol Shekein, the fact that it's the day before a Yom Tov, we're not going to give any significance to that. So really, the halacha, just to sum it up, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that the day before a Yom Tov, that's in Megillah's Tainus, you're not allowed to fast. The Mishnah Megillah, is discussing a case that Ben Kfar is Makdim, he reads Megillah on the 12th, and on that day, the Mishnah is saying it's mutter for him to give a Hespedu Tainus. It's Yom Tiryanus? No, they were Mevatel Yom Tiryanus. It's the day before Yom Niknar? No, that's not going to be significant, because being that even the Yom Tov of that day itself, they are Mevatel, all the more so, they're not going to make a Gzera that you can't fast on that day, because it's the day before Yom Niknar, even though normally the day before a Yom Tov they did make a Gzeira and you're not allowed to fast. Now the Gemara is going to tell us what exactly these Yomim Tovim are. Says the Gemara, my Niknar or my Tiryanus. So we've been discussing the Yom Niknar, the Yom Tiryanus. What are these days all about? What's the Yom Tov all about? Says the Gemara, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa. First we're going to start with Niknar. So says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, that Niknar Echad Me'aprichi Yevanim Haya. Niknar was the name, he was one of the generals of the Greeks. He's one of the Yevanim, the generals of the Yevanim. U'b'chol Yoyim V'yoyim, and every single day, Hayamein of Yadai Al Yehuda of Yerushalayim, he would wave his hand opposite Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Va'aymer, and he would say, "A Masai Tipo Biyadi. When is this nation? When are the Yidden going to fall into my hands? Ve'er Misena, and I'm going to trample them." Eventually, when the Chashmonaim overcame the Yavanim and they defeated them, so they caught this Niknar and cut to behind his Yadav, and they cut off his thumbs, Uraglov, and the thumbs of his hands and feet, Utalom b'shari Yushalayim, and they hung him in Shari in the gates of Yushalayim. V'amru, when they said that Pashaya medaber begaiva, the mouth that spoke with such gaiva, v'yadayim shayu menifes al Yushalayim, and the hands that were waving on Yerushalayim, Teas, and I guess the feet also, he said he was going to trample them with their feet, so that's what they also cut off the thumbs of his feet. So Teasa bem Nekama, look, Hashem made a Nekama, and look what happened. And once that happened, so that's when they made, I guess that happened on Yud Beis Adar, and they made that into the Yom Tiryanus, the Yom Tov of the Yom Tiryanus. That happened on Yud Gimel Adar, and they made that Yom Tov into the Yom Tov of Niknar. And my Tiryanus, what happened on Yud Beis Adar? What was this Yom Tov of Yom Tiryanus? Amru, they said that Kishabikish Tiryanus Laharig Es Lulyanus Upapus Achid Beludkia. It once happened that Tiryanus was a certain Rasha, and he wanted to kill Lulyanus and Papus, his brother, in the city of Ludkia, in the city of Lud. So Rashi fills us in a little bit. He brings the Yesh Aimrim that apparently the son of the daughter of the king was killed. And of course, who do they blame when something bad happens to the Goyim? They blame the Jews. They said a Jew did it. And there was a terrible Gzeira against the Yidden at the time. So what happened was, is Lulyanus and Papus, his brother, they got together and they turned themselves in, pretended to turn themselves in. They said, "We're the murderers. We're the ones that did it." And in doing that, they saved the rest of the Yidden. That's what they did. These two tzaddikim, Rashi brings about them. It says in Baba Basra that the Harugei Lod and Koberia Yechola La'amay B'mechitzasan, and nobody could stand in their mechitza. These two tzaddikim, they saved Klal Yisrael, and they said that we're the murderers. And because of that, so Tiryanus wanted to kill them. So Amar Lehem, so Tiryanus, when he was coming to kill them, so he said to them, and he was really mocking them, and he said to them that Im me'amei shel Chananya, Mishael, Vezarya atem, if you're from the same nation of Chananya, as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, that Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the Kibshan Aish and they were saved, he said, if you're from the same nation, Yava Yelekechem V'yatzil Eschem Yadi. So let's see your God come and save you from my hands. Kederach Shehitzil as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah Miyad Nebuchadnezzar, just like Hashem saved Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah from the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. So Amru Lai, so these two tzaddikim, Ulyanus and Papus, they said to Turyanus, they said to him, that no, there's a big difference. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, tzaddikim gemurin hayu. That when it comes to Mishael, and Azariah, and Hananiah, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they were tzaddikim. V'ruoyin hayu le'asetz lehem nes. They were befitting to have a nes happen to them. U'Nebuchadnezzar melech hagun hayah. And Nebuchadnezzar was a relatively good king. After the fact, when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were saved, we find that Nebuchadnezzar, he praised Hashem. So he was a melech hagun hayah. V'ruoy le'asetz nes al yaday. So as it was fitting for a nes to happen through his hand, he was going to react properly. V'aysay Rasha, but you, that Rasha, referring to you, you Turyanos, head you to. You're a simple man. V'ayna roi li'asays neis al yaday. A neis, you're not deserving for a neis to happen to you. V'anu, and also about us, they said in their humility, nischayvnu, we're obviously chayv to get killed. Hashem obviously doesn't want us around in the world anymore. Vim ein ata hargenu, and if you're not the one who kills us, harbe hargim yesh le lamakayim. Hashem has many people that could go out and kill us. If he doesn't want us to be here, we're gonna get killed. V'harbi dubin v'arayoy yesh le lamakayim. Hashem has many bears and lions that could take care of us. In his world, that they could attack us and they could kill us. Hashem doesn't want us here, we're going to go. You know why Hashem's giving us to you? Because Hashem wants to punish you. You're going to be the one to kill us, and then Hashem's going to take retribution from you. Lamaisa, even after this speech, he still killed them. Turyanus went and he killed them. He killed Lulyanus and Papus. And Miyad immediately, Amru, they said, that Loizazu, or Hargam Miyad, he killed them right away. And Amru, when they said, that Loizazu Misham Achebo Dioifle Miraimi, they didn't move from there until there was Dioifle, there was officials that came from Rome, Upatsu Esmaichai Begizran, and they shattered his skull with sticks. They killed this Turyanus. Hashem Taka took his retribution right away. And on that day, that's the Yomtif of Turyanus. When retribution was taken from him, even though it's also the day that Yannis and Papas died, but I guess being that we saw the Yad Hashem so clearly and Turyanus was right away killed, so they made that day into a Yom Tif, and Yud Beis Adar, you weren't allowed to fast. Until Shmai and Achiah, his brother, were killed, in which case they were Mevatel the Yom Tif. The Mishnah said in Geizer and Tainis al Tzibur Betchila Bechamishi, that you're not Geizer or Tainis for the first time on a Thursday. And in Geizer and Tainis Barash Chadashim, we also said that we don't make a fast on a Rosh Chodesh, unless you already started to fast, and then one of the fast days fell out on Rosh Chodesh, in which case you fast, but you're not mashlim the fast. You start to fast, but you don't complete it. V'kam yahavi aschala, ask the Gemara, what's considered that you started the fast? Revacha amar shalish. It means you fasted already three times. Let's say you said you're going to fast every Monday, Thursday, Monday. You fasted already three times, and then one of those days fell out on Rosh Chodesh. Revasi amar achas, to know even just once, even if you just fasted one time so far, and then the next fast in your series of fasts fell out on Rosh Chodesh, so then you're allowed to fast on that day. But again, you're not mashlim. However, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, that zu divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who says that when you start to fast, you're not mashlim, you don't complete the fast. Zu divrei Rabbi Meir, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Aval Chachamim Maimrim, but the Chachamim say that no, misanu mashlim. That no, you're actually allowed to complete your fast even though it's Rosh Chodesh. And says the Gemara, Darish Marzutra Mishmei Drafuna, Halacha Misanu Mashlim, the Halacha is like the Chachamim, that you're Misanu Mashlim, Hajjun Allah, Seder Tanya is Ketzad.